Everyone, this is Visisht and welcome to Tech Geek through Anchor. So let's start talking tech. So the first news we have is about the OnePlus Nord. So the hottest device right now is the OnePlus Nord, and yes, the name is confirmed. It is the OnePlus Nord, the $300 to $400 OnePlus phone. And I'm literally waiting a lot for this phone. And when it comes out, we'll talk more about it. So the next news we have is about Sabrina, not the Netflix one, by the way. It is about Project Sabrina by Google. So what happened was, actually, the developer preview of Android 11 for TVs was launched, and XDA developers, a famous leaker, they spotted a trace of Google's mistake. I'm not sure if I could call it a mistake, but they found something called Sabrina. So what is Project Sabrina? Is a dongle, something like the Fire TV Stick from Amazon, but Google already has a Chromecast. What is different? In Chromecast, we use mobile to control, but Project Sabrina has Android TV built in with a remote. That's a huge step up from Chromecast. I am personally even using the Chromecast, and I would love something like that from Google. So next, let's talk about the Poco M2 Pro. So the Poco M2 Pro is set to launch on July 7th. The company has revealed through their social media channels that it will launch on July 7th at 12 PM IST. Flipkart has also created a dedicated microsite about it, and there is a rumor that this phone might launch with the Qualcomm Snapdragon 720G. Again, it's going to be a budget phone, and let's see what they do, because I'm very, very interested in this phone. So guys, the next news is about Samsung and BTS. So Samsung Galaxy S20 Plus BTS edition has been launched in India with a price tag of 87,999 rupees. Just for fandom, guys, I don't think people will buy this phone practically. And they also launched the Samsung Galaxy Buds Plus BTS edition, which will carry a price tag of 14,990, which again, I don't think it's justified for that price, but let's see what happens. So guys, the fifth and the last news is about Google. The Google Photos app has received its much awaited redesign with a simpler 3-tab interface and a map view. The icon has also been reworked, and these changes were first described on June 25th in a blog post. Now the updated Google Photos app is live with a server-side switch and brings several changes that Google says offer a more simplified experience. So guys, you can check it out and tell me how is it. So guys, that's it for today, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Check out my YouTube channel, which is Guitar Therapy, and bye guys.